Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we are going to be talking to State Senator James Settlemyer about water, energy, and ballot initiatives. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Ballot Question 3's proposal to deregulate electricity in Nevada would have serious consequences. In states that have tried electricity deregulation, average residential rates are 30% higher than Nevada's. California's overall rates are nearly double. And Question 3 would be locked into our state constitution, making it very difficult to repeal, no matter how much it costs Nevada consumers. Please join me in opposing 3. Thank you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with State Senator James Settlemyer, Senate District 17.
Correct.
Senate District 17, that is Douglas County, Churchill County, Lyon County.
Story County.
And Story County. So thank you very much. So good to have you here. Thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Appreciate it.
We had a great weekend in rural Nevada having the president, you know, any president, don't care who it is, to come to rural Nevada to show the importance of that vote. Why do you think rural Nevada is so important to get to Dean Heller, to Adam Lagsall, for Donald Trump to come and visit?
You know, the fact that a president came to Elko. When's the last time we saw a president land in Elko?
I
can't even remember. 06? Okay. You know, it's just remarkable to be able to have President Trump come to rural Nevada, to Elko. It shows that they care about the state of Nevada, not just Vegas, not just Reno, but all of the state of Nevada. And that's what's important. We're one state.
Did you have a lot of your constituents there?
I had several constituents that, unfortunately, to me, were not in town to vote, you know, the first day of early voting. We saw a little bit of a dip in some of those numbers, I think, because of that. But it's also a phenomenon with Trump. I mean, look how many people came from out of the state. I heard friends that were coming from Idaho, California. Just the opportunity to be able to meet, potentially greet, see the President of the United States in person. It's something you don't always get the opportunity to do.
Yeah, beautiful picture seeing Air Force One there with Grindstone Mountain in the background. You know, as a native born Nevadan and, you know, born and raised in Elko. I mean, that was a pretty neat thing.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about rural Nevada, about some of the issues that are there, because we're looking at a lot of these races, especially the governor's race, as, you know, kind of you have your candidate from Las Vegas and your candidate for the rest of the state. How important is having somebody who understands those issues in the governor's office for rural Nevada?
You know, I think it's important to have someone who's accessible. The ability to be able to reach out to Adam Laxalt. Every time I've called him, I get a call back within 5-10 minutes. And I'll be honest, that's not the case with the current governor or the former ones. It's fantastic to have that ability to reach out, be able to interject that opposite side of the story or be able to give information and then have him weigh it as he does as attorney general and look for what's the fair, best way to govern for the entire state of Nevada. It's fantastic. The issues, though, that are coming up are so pivotal. Just recently, our state water engineer, the man who has set the course for water law in the state of Nevada probably for the last 2 decades, who's done a phenomenal job defending Nevada Jason King announced his retirement. Now, I haven't always agreed 100% with Jason King. We've had disagreements, but you know that's part of politics. But overall, he has done a fundamentally great job of protecting Nevada water law. And in that respect, he's retiring, effective January 1st. That means our next governor will pick the next state water engineer that will set the roadmap in the future for the rest of the state. And to me, the concept of giving that position, appointment to a person who currently serves on the Southern Nevada Water Authority, who voted to actually do the pipeline to White Pine County, and then just recently voted again to appeal the decision of the courts that said that that was too much of an amount of water. It's not an issue of sending water
from... Well, and he's kind of been all over the place on that. So, I mean, he's been, you know, in favor of it, and then he said he was opposed to the pipeline, and then... You know, he voted to appeal into the Supreme Court. So, I mean, it's kind of been a back and forth a little bit on that.
It has been a back and forth, but I think when the court rolls in, I'm okay with inter and intrabasin transfers as long as they're within the rules of the law, which state that it has to be to where it doesn't degrade the quality of life and the environment for an area.
That may be the one issue I actually agree with Bob Fulkerson on, is the water issue, right. The pipeline issue.
And so, in that respect, they said it was too much water. That it was such an amount that it would degrade that community and that environment, and therefore should not be allowed at that amount. And therefore it was refused, and he appealed that decision.
Voted to appeal it with the rest of the board.
Correct.
So I know water, you know, huge importance to you, to your industry. You are a rancher, you know, cattle, hay. How is the ranching business right now, and have you been impacted by these tariffs?
You know, we haven't seen the impact necessarily. We've seen beef prices go up and down, but we always see beef prices go up and down. Hay has been impacted, though, a little bit by the different tariffs that, again, it's cyclical. It goes up and down. And there's so much of the market, though, in America and in Nevada that actually has gone in the realm of taking hay bales down to the Port of Stockton, compressing them, and then putting them into Connex boxes that brought cars over. They got free freight going back. So it's not that there's the tariff on hay. It's a tariff on the car that then they don't ship as many cars, so they don't have as many free rides going back to China for the freight. Because just like in your trucking industry, they don't want to backhaul empty.
That's true. Know?
So that's what they're looking to do. So we've seen some impact, not terrible, but it has to be all in the balance, because then the negotiations that have been done with NAFTA, with Canada and Mexico, have helped the markets within agriculture. So there's parts that have been beneficial and parts that have been detrimental.
So are you seeing the Trump economy affecting ag in a positive way right now?
I think that people have more money. And whenever people have more money, they tend to eat better. And so in that respect, they'll actually eat a little bit more beef if they have a little bit more money in their pockets.
Hey, so, I know that. I was at the Star this weekend and, you know, twice. So,
so in that respect, people will eat healthier, they'll eat better, and they won't quite necessarily eat as much fast food. And they'll actually sit down and have a little bit better meal.
All right. I love that. We're going to come right back with State Senator James Settlemyer on Nevada Newsmakers.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
This November, some questions are complicated. But the formula for clean energy is simple. It's question 6. Right now, Nevada gets only 20% of our electricity from renewable sources like solar and wind. Question 6 will raise that to 50% by 2030, creating more good jobs and cleaner air. Yes on 6 is simply the only way to guarantee more clean energy.
At first, I thought we were in love, but then the abuse started. The worst literally almost killed me. When charges were pressed, I had no idea how confusing the legal process could be. But having equal rights to my abuser would have helped me in my understanding of what was happening in my case.
It's a story that happens too often in Nevada, but we can fix it. Question 1 will ensure crime victims are informed,
giving victims the right to notification and a voice in the process. Crime victims deserve equal rights.
Vote yes on question 1.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with State Senator James Settlemyer, who represents State Senate District 17, Douglas Lyon, Churchill, Story County. Did I get it right this time?
Correct.
All right, fantastic.
And third largest in the state. Mr. Gokuchiya clearly has the largest district by far and away with Elko and everything in that area, and that was great. Like we said earlier, that he had Trump in his area this weekend.
And then Senator Gustafson with Sparks to Battle Mountain. So,
Mineral Esmeralda all the way back around.
So one of the things you do to reach out to all your constituents is you do telephone town halls, and you did one this Thursday. So what is the mood from your constituents? What are you hearing the issues that are important to them, and how do they feel about this election?
You know, they're very energized. Everybody was on the call. We did a poll, and all but one of them said they were going to vote. They all were very concerned, though, with many different issues. You know, the number one issue being water and land. They were concerned about firearms protections. They were very concerned about the concept of voter security. You know, what's being done to make sure that people don't vote that should not legally be allowed to vote. And so those were their concerns and issues, and the budget and the revenue. So those were they were really all over the place. We did a pie chart of the questions that they were interested in and what they thought the number one issue were. And again, the majority, probably about 28% were water and land. 25, though, close lead up to that, was the concept of firearms. 24 were interested in the concept of, you know, the budget and revenues. So it was very equally split.
So were there any questions on, you know, we've got quite an array of ballot initiatives, and we saw last week that NV Energy has spent $63 million on question 3. Are you hearing a lot of feedback from your constituents on question 3? And, you know, sitting on the Senate Commerce and Labor Committee, chairing it in 2015, I mean, I'm sure you have some thoughts.
Oh, yeah. I served on the Commerce and Labor Committee every session that I've been in the Nevada legislature. Also served on the Governor's Interim Energy Committee that looked at question 3 and deregulation. So, absolutely. I fundamentally believe, absolutely, that an open free market will create lower prices, but it's going to take some time to get there. I'm concerned, though, about it being in the Constitution. I wish that some of the municipalities and co-ops wouldn't have been included in that particular mix. I wish the Nevada legislature would take it up on their own.
Tough thing to do. I mean, they've done it before, and I was there in 1997 when they started that process, and then I think 99, and then it was pulled back.
Yeah, it was Townsend. I believe they came forward with that concept and allowed the bigger people to get out. And I'm a little bit offended by that concept, that if you're large, you're allowed to get out. If you're small, you're not.
Yeah, you got to pay. And I mean, it's not cheap either.
No, it's not cheap. But, you know, that's the issue. It should be affordable to all. And Senator Dean Rhodes had a bill called Let My People Free. And he tried to do that. And that bill quickly got shelved, to say the least.
Well, I think that's where I heard it from, because I was his intern back in the late 90s. So that's actually where I first heard of energy deregulation, is this, you know, little intern, 21 years old. So, and another question on the ballot that folks are going to have an opportunity to vote for is question 5. And I know that's one that I think a lot of folks have some concerns about.
Yeah, I served on the Commerce and Labor Committee, every session I've been there, even back in the Assembly, I've also served on the Elections and Procedures Committee. And if you look at California, it's called Motor Voter, is question five. And in that respect, question five, if in other states, California did it. And that tells you right there it's not a good idea. But that being said, they just recently found 1,200 people on their ballots that are not legal citizens in California who have voted in the last election. And that's on top of the 23,000 other ones that are suspect that they're investigating. And I'll be honest, I think that this election in the state of Nevada, this time, we're going to have several races that are going to come down to 5,000 votes. And the concept of creating a system, right now you go to the DMV and they say, do you want to re-register? Do you want to have your information updated? You have to opt in. Well, what this would create is an opt-out. Anybody who gets a driver's license is automatically registered to vote. That's a scary concept.
Now, that is definitely a little troublesome, and especially since, you know, Nevada is now a state where you can go and get a driver's license if you aren't a citizen. And I mean, that was, you know, that was done, I think, with good intentions, in mind, you know, to be able to, you know, be there if somebody's in an accident, so you don't have as many folks running off, you know, who may be undocumented, who aren't here.
Right. The main concept was to get everybody insured, too.
Exactly.
You know, because we knew that we had people that were driving here that were not lawful citizens, yet in the same respect, we wanted to make sure that they were insured. So it was a trade-off in that respect, but now that could lead, maybe some people said that was their intent the entire time, was to create a situation like this where those people then would walk in and automatically be registered to vote. And that's a troubling situation because if you're not a legal citizen of the United States, you should not be participating in our electoral process. Because I know if we went to another country and tried to participate in theirs, that would not be allowed.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. You know, real quick, and we are going to come back for one more segment. Do you think we asked the DMV to do too much? I mean, everything from medical marijuana to register to vote, you know, and organ donations.
And it comes down to we've created a central point for identification. So then magically you want that to be your organ donor card. Then you want that automatically to have, the federal government's did it as well with the concept of the little star symbol so you can fly. You know, so yes, in many respects we've asked the DMV to do too much, especially with the technology we've given them.
Maybe CCWs.
And I had a bill a long time ago that would actually put your CCW endorsement onto your driver's license if you so chose. Or actually, you could actually get an alternate identification also. So yeah, I had a bill on that many years ago. And it was interesting, it was the NRA said they didn't want everybody necessarily to be able to look at a driver's license and see if you had a gun. They were afraid that it could cause problems.
Sure. All right, we are gonna come back for one more segment with State Senator James Settlemyer on Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Jonathan Scott from Property Brothers. I've demoed a lot of homes, and today I'm knocking down NV Energy's No on Three campaign lies. The Gwynn Center report says it's not deregulation. California doesn't actually have energy choice. Studies show competition drives rates down. NV Energy's entire No on Three campaign is a pile of rubble. Ask yourself, why would NV Energy spend $63 million to prevent competition? Nobody's paying me to say this. I'm Nevadan. And question three is about our right to choose cheaper, cleaner energy.
I watched Dean Heller put politics before basic health care.
And now, a broken promise on Medicare.
I have not supported, will not support legislation that does weaken Medicare.
But then, Dean Heller voted to cut Medicare by nearly $500 billion.
I have not supported, will not support legislation that does weaken Medicare.
So, voted to cut Medicare when promising not to.
I think Dean Heller cares more about his political party than he does about Nevada.
When it came to health care, Dean Heller caved to the special interests.
SMP is responsible for the content of this ad.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with State Senator James Settlemyer, Senator from Senate District 17.
Correct.
So, Senator, let's just talk a little bit about leadership and about some of the things that are going on in the Senate Republican caucus, because you do have a Senate leader, Michael Roberson, who is running for lieutenant governor. So he's not going to be there this next session. That's something that your name has been floated about, taking that position. So how does that work, and do you think you guys have a shot at, I mean, I don't think you have a shot at the majority this time, you know, maybe one seat down?
No, we're going to be one seat down, it looks like, at this point in time. In order to get to majority, we'd have to take out a seat at 16 or a seat at 25% advantage to the Democratic Party, and that's not likely. So in that respect, you know, we'll have our meeting usually after the election. We'll see where everybody stands. We'll see who everyone felt did the best job to help out the other individuals that got elected, and see who we think will be able to lead us through the next session in order to work, hopefully, with Mr. Laxalt to that objective. You know, and there's been some discussion about if it's Laxalt, some people are saying they'd like to go one way, and if it's Sisolak, they might go a different way as far as the votes. So we'll have to wait and see what those individuals want to do, and also who wins the elections. So really, it's up to the people.
Always up to the people. Now, absolutely, the people are also going to have kind of a weird choice to make if you are a voter in, I think it's 38? I'll get the numbers screwed up. Dennis Hoff's seat. Yeah. Assembly.
I think it's District 38. I think you're correct.
Yeah, I think I'm correct. Okay, so Assembly District 38, which is, you know, correct. Nye County,
Clark,
Lincoln.
And Lincoln.
Yeah, so there's a dead guy on the ballot.
Correct. And that's not new. In the same situation, Senate District 16, John Wagner passed away, Independent American Party. And the way the process works is that what will occur is that every polling location for those particular races, whether it be for the Senate District 16 or some of District 38.
I saw the little thing at Rayleigh's yesterday.
Which states that this person has passed away. And what will occur is if that person, the deceased person, wins, then they will go to the county commissioners of the counties if they're multi-county. So they will go to all the counties that they represent, and they'll have a meeting. And they'll decide at that meeting who should replace that person. So it's the county commissioners who will appoint. And in a multi-county race, what will occur, let's just use Dennis Hoff's, you know, potential district as an example. He wins, which I think I think Mr. Hoff possibly will win.
And he may get more votes dead than alive.
And he very well may be. There were a lot of people that were concerned about Mr. Hoff's activities, to say the least. And so, but now that he's no longer, I think they'll go ahead and vote for him, because they'll know that the Nye County commissioners, in conjunction with the other counties, will select the replacement. However, it's
now,
done by population.
Now, I hear people talking about maybe James Oscarson, you know, coming back, even after, you know, Mr. Hoff just, I mean, he trounced him in the primary.
Correct. And that'll be up to the county commissioners. My understanding from the Nye County commissioners, that's not going to happen. They're not going to look at what occurred in that primary and then go against the wishes of the people. That's what some of them
are. Hey, we've had that happen before.
Understood. But again, going back to the question, it'll be done proportionally based on the population of that district. So that means that Nye County alone, though, will have 54% of the vote, I think, as to who gets to be the next assembly person. Then it goes to a joint meeting of the county commissioners, chairman of Nye, Clark, and Lincoln. So at that meeting, though, walking into that room, the Nye County chair has 54% of the vote.
And it has to be, I mean, it has to be the same political party.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's, you know, just another little odd dynamic to throw into the mix.
And that's what makes some people say, you know what, now that I know I can vote for Dennis Hoff, who I did not wish to vote for, now I know I can show up and vote for him, and it'll be another Republican to replace him.
Now, you're up this time, too. This is going to be your last election into the state Senate.
Correct.
So this will, you know, run in for your third, fourth-year term.
Correct. I'll have been there. Currently, I've been there 12 years. Did 4 years in the Assembly and 8 years in the Senate. Term limits are 12 years in each House. I have no desire to go back to the Assembly. I'm fine in that respect.
Talk to me about what's changed.
Over the years, in many respects, more partisanship from the national level. We used to be able to get along a little bit more. You go back, my predecessor, Senator Jacobson, used to give tours to people. And he'd take people from, you know, Clark and Washoe County and take them out and show them some more of the rural aspects of Nevada in order to give them a little bit different understanding of how things work. Well, with the concept of term limits, it's created a situation where that doesn't happen as much. They're not going to be there as long. And a lot of times, many times, people are too busy climbing the ladder. I applaud those individuals who decided to leave the office, the comfort of the office they have, and run for another office. Those individuals that decided to run halfway through gives them a sad advantage to be able to sometimes, I'll say it, extort money from other individuals. Because, well, either you give me money for the race I'm running for, or I'm going to return to this seat and I'm going to punish you. So either way, they're trying to get money from people. I find that problematic. We have a bill going forward. Senator Gokchi is the main sponsor of it and says that if you decide you want to run for another office, you have to resign the office you're in.
I think that's, you know, not a bad piece of public policy to move forward on.
Well, it definitely beats the other states like Texas that actually allow you to file for multiple offices. Then if you win, you get to choose which one you want.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. I love the Lone Star State, but let's keep that out of Nevada. Hey, Senator, thank you again for coming here today. Really, really great to have you. And we are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Tomorrow we're going to be back with Assembly candidate Alexis Hansen, plus the Trump effect in rural Nevada with our Power Pundit panel. That's tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.